wonderful night this night. If you only knew how wonderful. This is the night that the angels declared, God is coming to you. God is going to be here. He is going to come. His wonderful presence will be known in your midst. Such unbelief in the world at that time. The angels weren't used to this. They couldn't understand how creatures of earth were so disbelieving, how they couldn't understand the real message that God had for them that night. And that down from his glory, what would become that everlasting story, God from the realm of angels came, and amongst men he dwelt. God came. God came. God came to earth. God came to every living being. He broke through the differences and the indifferences. Through every demonic power and heavenly places. Every principality and dominion. And he came. It wasn't a work of man. It wasn't a work of prophets. It wasn't a work of priests. It wasn't a work of kings. It was a work of God. God wanted to come to us. That's the angel's message to us tonight. God wants to come to us. Prepare him room in the manger of your heart, for the angels are declaring, the Lord has come. Just as simply as that. And as we sing this song, I want you to sing it. Glorious Lord. Emmanuel means God with us. I think if there's any other day in the world that you shouldn't have to make an effort to come to God, it should be tonight, because tonight is the night we celebrate the occasion of the angels coming to announce. You don't have to strive to come to God anymore. He's coming to you. He's going to bow the heavens and come down. If there's hearts that will receive him, if there are mangers that he can be placed in, he will come to you. He will sup with you. He will live with you. He will commune with you. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel. God with us, living and glorious Redeemer, beautiful and holy King. And as we sing this song, receive your King. For the Lord of glory announced it by angels that no man could ever take it back. And I don't see a more fitting moment than when we make memory of that. For this is what Christmas Eve is really all about. Well, remember that glorious occasion, just like we celebrate a wedding occasion. This is the occasion that we celebrate, the night before Christmas, the night before the first advent, the first coming. We celebrate the angel's announcement. God is coming to you. And every single person who finds it so hard and so difficult, it strives to come to him, said, I have come to you with the heavy burdens. I have come to you. Just make room for the wonderful Spirit of the Lord. As the angels announce to your heart, the King of Glory is here. Let the angels breathe that word into your heart. Let it cause unbelief to totally vanish. And if you never had an expectancy at all when you came in here tonight to meet with the King, resolve right now that it will take no effort on your part. For moments as we sing this song, as hearts begin to open, the King of Glory, as he announced by his own angels, will do just as he said. Christ the Lord is sent unto you. Rejoice, make room, be ready, for Christ the Lord is come, is come, is come. O dark world of unbelief, he is come.
For I have come to you tonight, and nor effort whatsoever, for I spoke this word, I said peace on earth, the war is finished, principalities and powers have been undone, sin shall be no more. Evil and wickedness shall praise me, and the works of men shall build unto me a testimony of the truth. I live forevermore, but I have come to you, for the war in the heavens is over. Justice is no longer angry at you. Neither are the highest seraphims. The greatest sense of power and awe demanding from you the exactment of the law, peace on earth, goodwill to men, goodwill to men. For I have come to you and I will never leave you. I have come to you and I will never, never leave you. And the gates of heaven have been opened as of that night. And this night that thou rememberest, that night it shall be opened unto thee to breathe the breath of heaven, to breathe in the songs of faith, to relax in the peace of the heavenly kingdom. For it is given unto you to know the kingdom. It is given unto you to come into this kingdom. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When you came as a little child. You came as a little child. You came as a little child. Imperceivable that this should be God. imperceivable that this little child should be the light of the world. But then the moment came when his light began to shine. Light divine and glorious for all whose lives were hopelessly lost. A light shined in the midst of the night, showing the way to safety. Dark and gloomy was the night of the world. Then Jesus came. Then Jesus came. Then Jesus came. How beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful it is in your wonderful presence. How terrible it is far away from you. For he has come unto you. 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 Just think of it. Not a devil in hell can keep you from meeting the King. For the Lord of Lords declared it through his angels as the passage in heaven was made open and nevermore was closed, that our salvation is come. That the love of God was made manifest. That the love of God was made known. And here it is. And here it is. In the midst of you. Walking amongst you this very night by his Spirit. For he is not absent from his church. But this very hour present. The heavens tonight are open as we celebrate the open heavens. As we celebrate the night of the open heavens, hear the voice of angels, O stricken heart. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. A light born in the midst of darkness. This is that night. Believe me when I say we celebrate the greatest night of the earth. The night when God spoke from heaven, when his word entered into this world heralded by angels. When God's message was one of peace and not of war. When his word was one of release and not bondage. When his commandment was that of love, not of sin. Memory forever through the law. This was a night greater than the day he ever appeared to Moses when he spoke unto the earth, saying, I am that I am. And I am holy. This is the night in which he spoke. I am merciful. I will come down to you because you cannot come up to me. I will come down to you. I will come down to you. I will come down to you. God with us. Person that night expected for that to happen. Not a person in the world expected the heavens to just break open and the angels to shine their wonderful light on earth. No one ever expected his voice to break through the silence of darkness into this world. No one ever expected when God spoke that there should be words of peace. No one ever expected that love should be revealed from God. For by then the law was so broken, the commandments so undone, the temple destroyed, not even a memory left of the worship of Jehovah. A world decadent and dark. Gross darkness covered the people. No one ever expected God to speak the words he spoke. For the world was expecting God to judge it as in the days of Noah. They'd lost any hope of recovering God. They didn't even know where he was. And then God came. And he spoke. And these were his words. Peace. Goodwill to men. Prove beyond a shadow of a doubt you cannot come unto me. But I will come unto you. I will manifest my love unto you, and I will be merciful. I will pardon the multitude of your transgressions. And I will come myself and pay the full penalty for all your transgressions and the breaking of every law. I will be your peace. I will come down from heaven and be the lamb slain for you. That you might be birthed again. That your spirit might be made alive unto God who created thee. What words. What a celebration. What a night. What a glorious night. I'm reminded of those wonderful words. Down from his glory. A story that should be everlasting, a story that should never cease. because my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. So simple all this. He was born in a manger, and for the most part, to his own even, a stranger. And in our place, he became a man of sorrows, tears, and much agony, that we might be made free, the righteousness of God in us. Oh, how I love him. How I love him. How I adore him. My very breath, finally a breath of relief on earth. That suffocating power of sin and death was broken. A sigh of relief, a breath of fresh air, heaven spoke. The great Creator came down and became our very Savior, our personal and living Savior. And of his wonderful fullness that dwelleth everywhere on earth, we have tasted again, again, and again. You know, when you come to those words, it makes you, at least it makes me want to burst out into the words of the chorus. Lest by any chance I be confused by those who his own became his strangers. By no way would I want him tonight, this wonderful spirit, slowly lifts from off the meeting, that he confuses, or that he confuse any one of us with those that when he came became his strangers. But that tonight we fully acknowledge the blessedness of the celebration of that glorious night, the blessedness of those who could celebrate that night, the blessedness of those who heard the real message of the angels, the blessedness of those who could say that we're not strangers, but we're in love with him, and that tonight we've received him, and that we long for him and love.